A man was mauled by a brown bear yesterday in Eagle River. He sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. It was the fourth bear attack in Anchorage this year, one of the highest numbers ever. And the city is on its way to reaching a new record. APRN's Wendy Jonathan reports.
Bob Eater was walking his beagle along a narrow dirt path to a privately owned cabin in Eagle River. Fireweed and cow parsnips were thick and 6 feet high on either side of the trail. When Eater first saw the four brown bears, they were already just 5 feet away. Jesse Coltrane, wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says Eater probably surprised a sow with her three large cubs.
I don't believe that bear spray or a firearm would have helped him, because I honestly think it probably happened so fast that he wouldn't have been able to get to either thing. So at 5 feet, if she came right at him, that's going to happen instantaneously.
Eater ended up with a deep laceration on his leg. He is the fourth bear mauling victim this year in Anchorage, which is a higher number of incidences than usual, according to Coltrane. The last time there were four bear attacks in a summer was in 2008, and this summer isn't over yet. There are usually one, maybe two bear attacks a year, and often a year goes by without any maulings in Anchorage. But Coltrane says the circumstances of all the attacks this year were pretty typical. In three of the instances, a sow was protecting her cubs, and in one case, a hiker happened upon a bear's freshly killed moose. Three occurred when a hiker surprised a bear in dense vegetation.
I don't know why all of these have happened the types of encounters that have happened could happen anytime.
Coltrane says it isn't necessarily that there are more bears in human territory. She said it could just mean that there are more people in the bear's territory.
We have more people recreating out there in bear country than we've ever had in the past. You know, if you go to Chugach State Park, every parking lot is packed. Bicentennial Park, every parking lot is packed all the time. There are a lot more people out there.
Coltrane hopes the summer bear attacks don't incite more fear for outdoor adventures, but instead inspires more wildlife education and preparedness.
I'm not telling people not to get out there. You know, just go forth and be aware of your surroundings and educate yourself.
Many popular hiking trails in the Anchorage area weave through bear habitat. Coltrane recommends hiking in groups and being loud to avoid surprising a bear. And she recommends carrying bear spray just in case. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.